This is one of the most magnificent places in the world, and it provides us with our groundwater and all the rest. People should fall in love with nature, natural places, and fight for them. My name is Kevin Wolf. I live in Davis. I'm a big believer in, you know, rivers, big supporter of rivers and streams, and you should know your watershed. So between the Poudre Creek watershed and the Cache Creek watershed, I got to know both those places. So this became a settling basin of gravel, an enormous millennia, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years of this stream moving back and forth, depositing gravel. And the gravel is continuously comes down out of the mountains and floods out over this. And miners bought the rights to this land because gravel has a lot of value. The gravel was, as it's being pulled out, it just destroys the stream. You can see all around you the remnants of this gravel mining industrial operation. I became an organizer, learning how to use my time very efficiently and without much money and resources to make change happen. And here I was in this beautiful place that I wanted to save, and I just leapt in and said, okay, I can make a difference. So there was a guy named Bob Milbrot and a candidate for supervisor who were writing a initiative, and they contacted me because I was one of the founders of Friends of Cache Creek and involved with Friends of the River and an activist in the county. And I said, if we could do this and we could pull this off, that would be a tremendous change. We would have fought the good fight. We needed 5,000 signatures, and you had to have them all legal, petitioned by voters who lived in the county, who were registered in the county, all the rest of stuff. We turned in 8,000. So we did it. This preserve wouldn't be here if the law didn't change to put aside a percentage, a charge on every ton extracted from the creek would go into restoration and into this preserve and into all the other kind of restoration work that's needed here. And it ended up being tens of millions of dollars that came out of the industry